The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
Changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this 16th day of May 2024. And tonight, the boys in the back there, the pastor's mighty men, these folks. More and more, we're really getting to the opposition out there, so they keep calling in their prank phone calls. So, boys in the back, whenever they call, just say, "See you later, agitator," and hang up. Right? Just do it.
Yes.
Okay. And then we might say the guy in the glass cage is, well... see you in a while, style, or whatever. Crocodile.
Oh, you want me to head out?
Yeah. Crocodile. Yeah, I don't know.
Stick to preaching.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I've got him all set up. He's ready to go. This guy knows his radio now, so I can take some days off, and he can handle it from right in there. I can put some guys in here, and I could go out and go, you know, go over there and sit next to Joe Obama on the beach, watch him fall off his chair. You know, I'd have two options: one, to pick him up out of the sand, or kick sand in his face. I don't know this. I better leave that alone. Okay, right here, live in the studio, cackling. You see, always a cackle, never an egg. But she's here. The cackler is Little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
Okay. And here live in the studio, we have a very, very old friend and a pastor, my fellow pastor and warrior in the Christian activist movement, and that is Pastor Richard Lewis.
Welcome, everybody. Good to be here. Thank you, Pastor Sanders.
All right. Then we have our new co-host here with us, Aaron.
Hello, Pastor. Distinguished citizens.
All right. All you extinguished citizens out there. Right. All right. Way out yonder. And then we introduced him yesterday as the alfalfa male because he's on a farm and he raises the cattle, but he's the legend, the Missouri legend, Pastor Joe Larson.
The infamous one, your highly unpaid professional assistant, and let's get busy and bring in some money so we can stay on the air.
888-677-9673.
Well, I didn't get to introduce myself. I could just simply say I'm their hero. How does that work?
You are many. You are a hero to many, Pastor.
There you go.
That's true.
All right, listen. We have a lot to cover, so no more of this silliness. We got to get into it, right? So, Joe, do you remember the title of the message?
Three wives and mothers of six great husbands and sons.
So we've been looking at those, and we started out with a lady named Bathsheba. Bathsheba started out, she came from a very godly family, but she went wrong, didn't she? She turned into a seductress, and she betrayed her husband. But then the Lord brought her to repentance in a major, major way, and she became the Proverbs 31 woman. And so, along with David, he brought both of them to repentance. What did he do? He did it with a broken heart. That's how he did it. Yeah. And, well, tonight we're going to take a look at, we're going to contrast three women to the Luke chapter 1, verse 39 through 56. Two very, very virtuous women, Elizabeth and Mary. And they too, like Bathsheba, was a very famous, especially Mary, the most well-known woman in the entire world in all of history. And they both were married to very famous husbands, and they both had very famous sons. And so, let's pick it up tonight in Proverbs 9, verses 13 through 18. Now, Joe, everybody knows that you can read, but they don't all know that Aaron can read, so let's give Aaron a chance to prove himself.
All right. Let me throw one thing in. You know, when you were talking about Bathsheba and David, it should give hope to a lot of people out there who have, in their younger years, were sinful, did things that they never should have done, and it is a wonderful example of God's mercy. I mean, they paid dearly for their sin. But yet in the end, when they turned to the Lord, they were rewarded in the end and blessed. And that is a wonderful lesson to everyone out there.
Well, the Bible's filled with this, but you know what? Another way that gives hope is a book called God's Design for Marriage. It was written by my friend right here, Pastor right. Richard Lewis. And we have, for the first three callers tonight, with a donation of $50 or more, they will get this book, but you got to tell us you want this book, God's Design for Marriage, because that's how many we have. We have three of them left in there. So God's Design for Marriage for the first three callers tonight with $50 or more, or we've got one of the most, and again, you know what, Richard, that book would be ideal for people to give as a gift. You know, we all have family and friends that have marriage problems. What a good idea to give a gift like that. Or also the Little Red, the Bible Answer book. I mean, you know, what could you give them better than the Word of God, right?
Yeah, either way, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, might even say give them both of them. Yeah, there you go. Anyhow, so, folks, the numbers are
888-281-1110, 888 687-9673.
I taught him to do that in less than one day. And we're still at it. Okay, Aaron, go ahead and read. Let's do it. Let's take it. Well, go ahead and read verses 13 through 18, and we'll come back and go over it.
Proverbs chapter 9.
Uh-huh.
A foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knoweth nothing. For she sitteth at the door of her house, on a seat in the high places of the city, to call passengers who go right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither, and as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. But he knoweth not that the dead are there, and that her guests are in the depths of hell.
Already. All right, well, we've only got two books left now because Bob and Lori, and it looks like in Indiana, Michigan, Bob and Lori, they got one. Okay.
Praise God.
So we got only two books left out there. Thank you. They donated a pledge, $75. Thank you, Bob. Thank you, Lori. All right, now, a foolish woman is clamorous. She is simple and knoweth nothing. What does that word clamorous mean?
Loud and boisterous.
Boisterous, absolutely.
Boisterous.
Now it says, for she sitteth at the door of her house. This is kind of like our feminism of today. This is our feminism today. This will be like the women on The View, okay? For she sitteth at the door of her house on a seat in the high places of the city to call passengers who go right on by, right on their way. Whoso is simple. Okay, now, when it says, whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. And as for him that wanteth understanding, she saith to him. Now, that word simple, we see this means the simple-minded. And we see that in Proverbs chapter 2. This is where we get the term today, simpleton. Simpleton is people that are woke, that you might call them woke, that, you know.
The woke tarts.
You're right. Today we have, you know, today, see, back in those days, you could be simple without even ever attending college. Today, like, if you really wanted to be as simple as you can get, I mean, you know, if you want to believe that men can have babies and, you know, that...
You need a four-year degree from an elite university to do that, Pastor.
Well, you know...
Men that go on maternity leave... Like one of our secretaries of transportation?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you want to believe that, and then you can believe, too, that you can be, in other words, if you feel like you wake up in the morning as a man and you feel later in the day that you're a woman, that you can be a woman that day, okay? Just like, you know, now a simple-minded employer would tell you don't call those people. You have to call them by whatever they think their gender is, all right? In other words, so you have a woke, simple-minded employer. And it's not, we're living, well, also, the simple-minded today have a real tendency to be drawn into politics, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. That's that idea of this foolish woman and that is really a woman that's living in the curse. You know, the Genesis talks about the desire shall be to your husband. That's talking about headship. Her desire shall be to be over a man. And that's that a lot of women fall into that. They think, oh, that's they should be like that. But the scriptures are very clear. God has set the godly order in place, and there's no woman. Now, some women that are Christians may even feel like they have those things, and that's where prayer comes in, and they need to work through that, because the scriptures clearly show that that is part of the curse of the woman that's not saved.
They're influenced a lot by society and the media.
Yes.
All right. All the books are gone. Uh-oh. Richard, all the books are gone.
888-677-9673.
Neely in New York pledges 200, and James in Massachusetts pledges 100. All the books are gone. They're bright. Can you do something about that?
I certainly can. Let me just say this. If somebody wants a copy of that book and are willing to donate, you call in and they'll start a list, and I'll provide those books for a pastor absolutely free so that he can keep this radio show going on the air. So whoever else tonight calls in and donates over $50, I will see that these books are provided.
All right, folks, these books are excellent, excellent. We all know people that have problems in their marriage, and these books are excellent, and not only that, but maybe reading this book will keep you from having problems. The young people today are definitely, boy, I'm going
to
tell you.
I was thinking, the young people that are taking off to school, that's when they need to read that book.
All right, so you folks out there listening, when you call in, tell the guys that answer the phone back there that we're going to get the books anyhow. So tell them what Richard said. Because they don't know any better. You know how they're back there. They don't know what to do unless I tell, right? All right. Okay. All right, here we go. So he says this, stolen water is sweet, and bread is eaten in secret is pleasant. Today, you've got in the college what's happening with these women. Remember, rebellion is the same as witchcraft. And we see that God often gives a people as a punishment, he gives them women and incompetent men as their leaders. And look what we've got here today. You know, all five of those university presidents that just went woke were women. Did you see this?
And we've got the most incompetent person heading the nation.
We do. I mean, but we have someone on the Supreme Court that doesn't know what a woman is.
Well, yeah.
She doesn't know what a woman is.
Okay. Well, Romans tells us they'll be given over to a reprobate mind, and there you go. If you don't know what a woman is, that's certainly part of a reprobate mind.
She are one, right?
Don't you think maybe one of her friends should have told her?
He is a she.
No.
Or she is not a he.
No, we're talking about the Supreme Court.
Well, right. She says she can't distinguish between a male and female.
She doesn't know what a woman
everyone
is.
Everyone should be concerned that the highest court in America has someone with that mental.
She thinks that men can have babies.
Right. That's a problem.
They want to. Okay. I never wanted to have a baby. It's probably a good thing for me and the baby, huh?
Yeah, both ways.
Okay.
I don't think a man can really get that concept wrapped around in their heads.
What
women have
to
go through.
It's
such a blessing to that women are willing to do that.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, they're much better qualified to do that than we are.
Certainly are.
And and you know, my wife is satisfied being a woman. She never wanted to be a man, okay?
Good.
She knew she wouldn't make a very good man, okay? But and it's worked out for us, me being the man and her being the woman. You know, we've been married going on 57 years, right?
Praise God.
So, you know, we're living in very...
Lord, have mercy on us.
Strange times. But he that knoweth not... that the dead are there, and that their guests are in the depths of hell. Okay, in other words, what's he's telling you there? Look, you foolish, young, simple-minded man, people, you're following in the footsteps of those before you, and they're all in hell now, okay? Not a good place to spend eternity, is it?
Not good at all. In fact, I think they're going to find it rather hellish.
Absolutely. All right, go over to Proverbs 21 and read just one verse, and that is verse 9, well, two verses, verse 9 and 19.
It is better to dwell in a corner of the housetop than with a brawling woman in a wide house. The soul of the wicked desireth evil, his neighbor findeth no favor in his eyes.
Okay. Verse 19, it is better to dwell in the wilderness than with a contentious and with an angry woman. And today, again, the Bible says that rebellion, like feminism, is the same as what?
Witchcraft.
Witchcraft. It's the same as witchcraft.
Absolutely.
God didn't look very, very friendly on witchcraft, did he?
No, he actually annihilated witches.
Thou shalt have no other god before me.
He kind of put them in the same category as sodomites, huh?
Yeah, very much so.
Yep. All righty.
In that 19, it's, in other words, he's saying it's better to be out there living alone by yourself than with a contentious, angry woman.
In the wilderness.
I've talked to a few men that had a wife like that, and their life was just miserable, and I can really see that one. It would just be better to be lonely than live with, put up with that, with anybody that's contentious and angry.
Well, there's three of us here tonight that were blessed with women that were the other kind of women, Richard.
Amen.
And you.
Yep.
And myself. And let's take a look at those kind of women. Let's go to Luke chapter 1.
888-677-9673. 888-281-1110.
Yeah, folks, listen, Richard has decided those books went so fast that he is going to provide us, and boy, praise the good Lord for that. We need to, all the help we can get to raise money. So he's going to provide us with those books. Again, God's Design for Marriage, and you're going to like this one. Also, for a donation of $25 or more, we have the Bible Answer book, and that, boy, I'm going to tell you, we have sent out thousands of those, and what an idea Christmas gift. If you don't know what else to give people, give them the Word of God, amen? But makes it so much easier. Now, Richard, I happen to know that people your age sometimes have a tendency to forget things.
Like, oh, my goodness, really?
Yeah.
Who am I talking to?
Yeah. Well, over all these years, for 50 years, I've been preaching, and you know, and I've preached the Bible verses from one end, from cover to cover. But nowadays, for some reason, I don't quite remember as good as well as I used to, you know, where that verse was. And that little red book sitting right there, all I got to do is open it right up and tells me right where to go, right?
Praise God, yes.
All right, there you go.
Good tool, good tool.
And in the end, it tells you to go to heaven.
Yeah.
So you're right when you said it tells you where to go. It's kind of a double meaning there.
Yeah, well, see, now, I'm using this because I'm getting old now, but I had to give it to Joe when he was still young. All right. Very good. All righty. We did say Nella had pledged 200 and James in Massachusetts. Nella in New York and James in Massachusetts, 100. Thank you so much. Let's take a look at this over here in Luke 1, starting with verse 39. And Mary rose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. Let me ask you this. What did Elizabeth and Zacharias have in common with Abraham and Sarah?
They were barren.
Four people, huh?
They were barren.
Four people, right. They were beyond the age of childbearing. All four of them were said to be beyond the age. Okay, and so here, but what else did they have in common?
Faith.
Their faith was old,
but they had faith. That was their big thing.
Very, very strong faith, didn't they?
Yes.
And so here, now, God had used both Sarah and Elizabeth to his glory. He used those two to show his power and his glory and what else? His mercy, didn't he?
Yes.
It shows there's nothing impossible with God. Even a barren woman past the age of childbearing can have a child if God says so.
That's true. Now, and you know what? Also, these Democrat males can have a baby if God says so, but God would never say so.
Okay? You got that right.
He would never say so, believe me.
We got to destroy this woke.
I know. It's really not funny, but...
And
yeah.
We got to bring back some common sense and general knowledge of simple biology that you should have learned in junior high.
Absolutely. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, that the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And he spake out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb." Now, What was going on here? There's Mary, or Elizabeth, and Mary, and Bathsheba, and Deborah are four women that all did something that the other women in the Bible didn't do. They all wrote a portion of Scripture. This is their portion here.
Yeah, but this is confusing, Pastor, because they're saying a baby's in the womb. I didn't think that was a baby. Then didn't they tell us that that's not a baby?
No, not until it's born. It's a product of conception.
Oh.
Yeah. And what they are, those people that say that, they're a product of deception.
Deception, yeah, because they didn't use the word fetus, but if you look at the definition of the word fetus, it means a unborn baby.
Yeah, but you know what? Have you ever heard a woman said, you know, when I gave birth to my first fetus?
No, I've never heard that one.
No, me neither.
Or I'm pregnant with a fetus, and I haven't heard that yet either.
Well, they could say about you and I, Joe, we're the 50th. I don't know what what are the different time periods they have when they have these women, and they go through the different periods.
Trimester?
Yeah.
Huh?
Trimester?
Yeah.
Yeah, we're 50 trimester. We're fetuses, aren't we? All right.
Oh,
let's see here. He goes, and for lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy, and blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told of her from the Lord. And so, here, well, I'm going to tell you, now, these two were two very virtuous women, and Mary, you know, Gabriel the angel told her that she was going to be blessed amongst all women, right? And now Mary said yes. This, and to this very day, Mary is the best known woman that ever existed. Even her, she's known better than Eve.
Mm.
Okay, and so, but here, she was blessed amongst, but Mary also, she suffered. She, can you imagine having to watch your son, knowing him as innocent as he is, being crucified? Mm. Okay. But Mary never gave up her faith in God, did she?
No.
No, never.
Here's what she says. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Savior. My Savior. Well, you know what? We got to stop right here, and we'll be back right after this.
He's an old guy. Has dementia, can't lead us, and the country is screwed. Tell some big lies, barely speaks English, sniffs children, and their mom's hair too. Goes the wrong way when he leaves his speeches, gets lost each day. In the White House yard, all the Dems say that we should re-elect him. How can he run when walking is hard? And Joe keeps
falling, yeah, he keeps falling.
Keeps falling.
Keeps falling, yeah, he keeps falling.
And Joe
keeps.
Whoever wrote that song, you should respect your elders. And you know, nowadays, Joe and Richard, we got to watch out for that, right? But we do a pretty good job, right?
Well, that's why I respect you. You're my elder by at least a year or two.
All right. Well, let me see. Let's pick it up because this is important when Mary, and Mary said, my soul doth magnify my Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Mary needed a Savior? I thought she was born without original sin.
No.
No, I mean, that's what some people are talking, saying.
Yeah, they try and say, but she was just a woman. She was picked, a young woman, and God picked her and blessed her, but she was like the rest of us, born into sin.
So Mary said she had a Savior, and only sinners need a Savior, right?
Right.
Well, I think somebody's been teaching a false doctrine then, huh?
Very much.
They sure okay. have.
And you know who said that? Mary herself, right?
Yeah.
For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaid, for behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name, and mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath hope in his servant Israel, in remembrance of his mercy. And he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode there with her about 3 months and returned to her own house. Boy, you could tell she didn't go to college, right?
Right. Well, I think she had a little help from the indwelling of the Holy Spirit there.
I think she had a
learning and knowledge, right?
Yeah, well, you can see why God chose her amongst all women. You know, that was the dream of every Hebrew woman, to be the one. But
one, right.
but he
there
looked
Messiah.
He looked upon her heart, didn't he? And she had a heart for God, didn't she? Yeah. Anyhow, all right, we have to say that Bill in Cleveland pledges $900. Diane in Michigan pledges $150, and Steve in Oklahoma pledges $200. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
888-677-9673, 888-281-1110.
Okay, you know, we're going to hear some very, very wise words here from a fellow that we've known about. Now this fellow here, he went to college when we went to college, and he actually got an education, not an indoctrination, and he's got a lot of wise words. Go ahead, Victor Davis Hanson.
This whole thing is you can see what's mounting all of this. The new critical race theory, the critical legal theory, the George Soros prosecutors, the politicalization of the election, getting the president the presidential nominee off the ballot, two standards of justice for Biden and Donald Trump vis-a-vis Jack Smith's investigation, the destruction of our downtowns in Minneapolis, Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles, Washington, the soaring crime rate that nobody wants to talk about, the open border, 8 million people. It's a civilization in free fall. And I wrote a column this week about it, and I quoted the proem to Livy's Monumental History of Rome, and he said, when you know the problem, I'm paraphrasing, but when you know the problem and you know what has to be done, but you can't do it because of the social disdain or odium or impediments, then the society collapses. We know we have to close the border. We know we have to tell people who came here illegally to go back where they came and apply legally. But we know that would be a monumental task. We know we have to put people in jail who hit people, steal, carjack. But we know that our prisons would fill up again, and we know what that would be like as far as the left. We know what the homeless problem has to be solved. We have to build mental institutions. We have to build humane areas where they can be transported with shelter, medical care away from the downtown. But we know that would require some coercion to put them on buses and get them help. And we can't do that. So we're paralyzed. And we think, you know what? I know it's not healthy that these beautiful cities have excrement on the sidewalk or that people are assaulted by homeless people, but I can handle it. I just can't handle being told that I'm a fascist or I'm mean. And when you get to that stasis, and it's very, the veneer of civilization is very, very thin. Once you strip off that thin layer of civilization, you get human nature in the raw, and it's not a pretty sight. As you see at Market Street in San Francisco, or you see with a smash and grab in Washington, or you see a Saturday night in the inner city of Chicago, or you see Gavin Newsom or the Biden family just free to do whatever they want and flaunt the law. I think everybody got to realize something about the left. This is a bunch of very, very, very wealthy people who are very well connected. In our California version, it is Nancy Pelosi, Jerry Brown, Gavin Newsom. These people were responsible for the state. They're all very wealthy. They're all from political families. They all know each other, and they're all hard left with one asterisk. the consequences of their politics never apply to them or their friends. They don't want to pay $20 an hour for all of it. This guy owes over 2,000 franchises nationwide. He's a billionaire. And just think of how tight and cheap these people are. They throw down $20 an hour down the throats of small businesses and franchise owners. And then just to save that $4 an hour in his 20-something Panera Bread outlets, he gets an exemption in the bill. And then Gavin Newsom lies. And we just, in California, from some of your listeners, if you didn't know, our representative from Fresno, Juan Arambula Jr., just introduced a bill qualifying illegal aliens who are massing at the border in huge numbers to be eligible for low interest discount loans for the underprivileged. So what you're basically telling the middle class of California that can't afford a home, you should just go down to Mexico, renounce your citizenship, and come back in illegally, and you'll be eligible for a low-interest, impoverished loan. And it's driven out the entrepreneur, the small business person. 10 million have left in the last 30 years. And it's a medieval state, as I keep saying, of very poor people and very, very wealthy people. I was in Arizona, you know, at a Bradley Foundation meeting. I looked at the gas was $3.40. 2 hours later, I look at the gas, it's $5.90. I couldn't believe it.
Alrighty, the number is
888-677-9673, 888-281-1110.
My turn. 888-281-1110. That's the credit card number. Who did it the best, Richard? Huh. All right.
No contest.
We'll go 888-677-9673. Let's go back to Victor.
Actually, the ones that did it the best are the ones that are dialing it and coming into the station.
All right. You got her.
You know, California is the fifth largest holder of natural gas and oil reserves of the 50 states. And everything, I mean, it's just insane what they're doing. And so when you can't afford it, you have to be poor, and then you get subsidies. You get, you know, subsidized electricity, subsidize this, subsidize that. So don't report your income. They don't go after you. Or if you're very wealthy, you can pay. And then the people in between leave. Everybody should remember, when you see all these people coming across the border just to take the issue of immigration, if they come across and they are 100% American in attitude and values, and training, and they're productive, I think that's wonderful. But when you have so many people come so quickly, and they don't have English, and they don't have legality, and they don't have an audit background, and many of them don't have a high school diploma, and many of them come from illiberal, impoverished societies, and they're greeting a host that has lost confidence in the melting pot and requires nothing other than to give free stuff to the immigrant. It doesn't say, if you're going to come here, you have 90 days to take a citizenship test. They don't ask anything. Yeah. Well, then why wouldn't the people bring the values of the country they came from? In other words, we would have people from the Congo. We'd have people from China. We'd have people from Venezuela. We'd have people from Oaxaca. They would just act as if they were in their countries here. And that's what's happened. This is Joe Biden's America now. There is no law. I mean, there really isn't, if you think about it. There's law is pro forma. Smash and grab, no law. Shoplifting, no law. Everybody knows it. And so what do? You either go to a red state where there is state laws that are enforced. I don't know what you do, but Trump has an ad out. I don't know if you've seen it. Have you seen it about the Georgia tragic death?
No, I did not. What's it say?
It's devastating. It just has, for the first 10 seconds, it's got everybody saying, the border is secure. The border is not open. This is Corinne Jean-Pierre. The border has been secure for a long time, Mayorkas. The border has always been secure. It's never been more secure. Joe Biden. I don't know if the border is secure. The border is secure. And then it shows pictures of the crime scene and pictures of the assailant. And what was he doing? And it's Joe Biden's America. Yeah. It's very dangerous in Joe Biden's America. You know, it was very funny how the left looks at all of these things. They look at this as acceptable collateral damage. They didn't talk about the young student. They talked about the dangers of young women jogging. because they're an anti-humanist,
right.
And they'll never talk about the damage in real terms. It's almost Stalinist. It's almost, well, we have to make an omelet, we have to break some eggs. It's a civilizational crisis, a free fall, and it has to be arrested very quickly, or we're going to be third world. And so it happened very quickly. I think the lockdown and the disastrous COVID quarantine, the George Floyd mania, the whole Trump derangement syndrome, it was kind of like a perfect storm that wrecked the country.
Alrighty. 888-281-1110. That's the credit card line, folks. Our 888-677-9673. Now look. We are now, I mean, it is lawlessness. The Biden, you know, regime is total lawlessness. And we've seen they're violating the election laws. We're seeing how they're corrupt. The so-called Justice Department is completely corrupt. It is completely corrupt. Again, I've said it time and time again. I think Merrick Garland would be very, very hard-pressed to find someone as corrupt or more than himself to prosecute. The only people that get arrested or prosecuted are Republicans.
Yes.
All of Trump's people, right? Now, from what I understand, that big fanny down there
Atlanta.
Atlanta. She lost it. She's been removed. That means that case is gone. It's dead. That means that, and I know that what's happening, Mr. George Soros, prostitute, Mr. Bragg, he's having a really rough time because his star witness keeps lying, okay? And finally, he actually admitted that he was lying, all right? And so he's having a rough time, too, there. I mean, the Bible says, touch not my anointed. I definitely see an anointment on Donald Trump. What do you think?
Absolutely. He's being called for a purpose, certainly at this time, and what they're trying to do, and that we have to trust the Lord's hand in this, and what the outcome is going to be, I don't know. This country, we all are praying that it continues on, and that we can get some. A semblance of logic and sanity back to this country, but we don't know. We don't know if this is going to be the end of the United States with this.
What we do know is what we have our marching from our commander in chief.
Yes,
we have our marching orders, and that he gives us three missions. Mission one, first and foremost, Great Commission. We're doing that, right?
Right.
Mission two, from Genesis to Revelation. He tells you resistance to tyranny, his obedience to God. Mission three, he tells you to stand fast, hold to the traditions of the prophets, of the apostles, rather. Hold to the traditions of the apostles and not give up your ground. I'm looking at an article here. It says, watch a visibly rattled Merrick Garland forced to go on defense for the first time as House Republicans vote to hold him in contempt. This man I have said and watched him perjure himself time and time again there under oath, lying.
Hmm.
But you know what? He refuses to prosecute himself because that's where the case goes, right? So,
Congress needs to impeach him.
And I think that's where they're headed.
That's the only answer, because he, like you said, he's not going to prosecute himself.
Right.
But the whole world is changing. We saw not only did it come out that Michael Cohen was lying and they made him out to be the liar, but at the same time, his former attorney, Robert Costello, was testifying in Congress. And make a long story short, Costello said, look, if you've got something on President Trump, tell me, give it to me now, because we can keep you from going to jail, or we can make sure you have a very light sentence. And he said, I ask him 10 times or more, you know, if you've got it on Trump, give it to me. And what did Michael Cohen say? He said, I don't have anything. I've got nothing on Trump. This is his own lawyer. He was getting ready to go to jail. His attorney was trying to save him from jail. Here's your get out of jail card. And he goes, but I don't have anything to give you. I've got nothing on Trump. So we look at this stuff, we realize that everything that the left is doing is a dog and pony show. They're being unconstitutional, illegal, immoral. It's all about get Trump, destroy his character, break him for financially, or keep him from being able to go out and give his campaign, you know, campaign. And it's also they want to try and get him be convicted so during the debate Joe Biden can say, and this is my opponent, the convicted felon. So all this is the way they cheat, lie, and try to steal another election. Simple, right?
Right, but you see, again, here's what I'm concerned about, and I said this yesterday. The communists don't seem to me to be that worried. In other words, they seem to be confident. Remember the big red wave we got in 20? Well, they were confident that they had the election fraud. We saw it in front of ourselves. We saw them flip it. We saw them right in front of us.
150,000 votes ahead to 150,000 votes behind.
They even got to Mike Pence. They had Mike Pence. They even convinced him to betray us. And so there you go. And now he's out there. Now he's out there with today going from place to place speaking against President Trump. That'll really get him something, won't it? Yeah,
that'll that's really going to help the country.
All right, 888-677-9673.
888-281-1110.
All right, Carol in San Diego pledges 100. Thank you, Carol. Folks, listen, we're going to play another clip. This next clip we're going to play is very important, but listen, you've got to call, because if you don't call, we won't be here. I mean, airtime is expensive, and we really need to hear from you. We don't take any pay for doing what we're doing. We're doing it because we're trying to save the country.
And the other part of that, Pastor Sanders, is you don't have sponsors that are going to dictate what you can say and can't say. The sponsors are the people that are listening. We're not having control from some corporation.
Well, we did that for two reasons. One thing, there were a number of sponsors that corporations, businesses that would support us, but we knew it would cost them. They would be boycotted right away. Might have their buildings burnt down. So we didn't want to put them in that position, okay?
Right.
And so
we have a partnership with the listeners. We're doing the work. Their donations come in and pay the radio bills. And between all of us working together, we can keep this ministry alive and on the air when it's needed the most.
So the Democrats can't go after those people. They just want to beat up Joe and I, huh, Joe?
Right, pretty much.
All right, there you go.
You can see some of the wonderful hate mail that Ernie and I get. There have been some real doozies.
It's impressive. All righty. Don't forget, you guys on the phone back there, when they call, just say, lay their agitator. Okay, 888-281-1110. That's the credit card line.
888-677-9673.
We're going to play a fat. Do we have time to get this next clip all the way in? Okay, we don't have time. Well, that's all right. Let's do this. Let's play this in the second hour. Okay, so I want to get the whole clip in. Meanwhile, Joe.
Hey, well, I got something for all the people out in California. You mentioned something about, you know, the illegals getting the benefits, right?
Right.
This is even worse. San Francisco is now buying vodka shots and beer for the homeless alcoholics in a taxpayer-funded program. Yeah, it's providing free beer, vodka shots to homeless, you know, in a little-known pilot program called Managed Alcohol Program. And, well, it can save lives, and it's, you know.
and they're doing that, five times a week? I mean, five times a day, aren't they? Joe?
Yeah, they can come in. Yeah, they can have all the beer they want, and then the other shots, they have it limited, but pretty much they can stay drunk. They just can't drink themselves into the hospital or oblivion, but they can stay basically walking drunk. And it's supposed to prevent the potentially life-threatening effects of alcohol withdrawal, such as seizures and injuries. That's what they're trying to do, but eventually it's going to destroy livers and kidneys and all this stuff and kill people anyway.
Well, let me ask you this. How many
makes them live longer before they die.
How many beers and shots does it take to get them to vote more than once?
A couple beers and a shot, yeah. Probably every time they get one, they go vote again.
Well, all right, Brian and Kent pledges $125. Thank you, Brian.
All right, your typical Democrat politicians.
Yeah, I mean it's getting there's really no real Democrats left. That kind of used to be anymore.
Oh, yeah, that party left the dock long ago. That ship sailed.
Yeah,
years ago, really.
Now the House, we mentioned this earlier. The House passed a bill to deport immigrants that attack police officers.
Good news.
It went through the House. I'd be really surprised if it gets through the Senate.
I haven't heard a thing about what's happening in the Senate. I haven't even heard they're going to bring it to the floor. Nothing. It's been crickets.
Well, yeah.
The article says that the legislation was passed with a vote of 265 to 148, with 54 Democrats siding with the Republicans in the House. So there hopefully can be enough pressure put
upon
our senators.
All it would take is like two senators to two Democrats to side with the Republicans.
Yeah, this is a step toward restoring law and order.
That might be.
Well, you know, as much as you have that division with the Republicans and Democrats, I can't believe that there's not some Democrats out there that really have a heart for this country and see what's really going on.
Well, if you look how they vote.
They're in lockstep nowadays.
I know, but some of them, that has to be eating them alive. I can't believe that they're all that.
Well, they're told you either vote the way we tell you to vote or forget your area, your county, your district gets nothing, okay?
Right. No funds, no reelection. And
right,
it's all about they're controlled by the Democrat Party controls who gets the money, and it only goes to the obedient.
Absolutely.
There's no freedom in the Democratic Party. See, they talk about freedom and democracy, but within their own party, no. It's total anarchy.
Right.
They use that word democracy a lot. We are not a democracy.
Right. Never have been.
No. We're supposed to be a republic, okay? But they refuse to acknowledge that. Okay, so Susan in Michigan pledges $100. Thank you, Susan. All righty. Again, folks, we're going to play some clips afterwards, but we got to hear from you. You got to keep those phones going here for the next couple minutes. Good. 888-281-1110.
888-677-9673.
All righty.
And remember, we try to do this 1 week a month, and the rest of the time we're able to just focus on the Bible and on God and on being watchmen on the wall, giving you the stories you need to know about to help protect the country, keep us safe, and maybe return us back to that nation under God where we're supposed to be.
Speaking of that, Joe, the newsletter. Folks, you really need to get the newsletter.
Today.
It's free. It doesn't cost you anything. And you can call when you call here tonight. Ask, say, look, I'd like to get that newsletter. And we send some very interesting articles. We send you things that the opposition that drives NBC, ABC, and CBS are crazy because you're not supposed to know this stuff. They're supposed to keep it from you. And then we go and tell you anyhow, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
That's why they just love us so much. Send us the mail to let us know how much they like us.
I thought it was our personalities.
Oh,
salt and light.
Too.
Hey, we'll be back right after this. A whole lot more. Don't go away. A lot more to come. Be right back.
Fight the fight. Fight the lie. Freedom of land. Let's come against the night.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.